Hey everyone, welcome back to Founder's Story. Today we have the incredible Constance, who is the director of the House of Pontovi, and the amazing designer, Samantha Sidley. And we're going to talk all things furniture, because I have the worst taste in furniture and I need to understand how I could be better. My wife used to make fun of me on the choices that I would make. So I'm hoping that you both can help me out today and fully understand, because your designs are incredible. I mean, you've helped celebrities to yachts to amazing styles that I think are so unique and different. And so let's start off and understand, how did you come up with the idea and why did you create the House of Pontovi?
Well, my background was in furniture, and it actually came out of frustration, and I decided to start my own business in the garage. And so I called and made my first sofa on top of a bathtub crate. And the rest is kind of history. We built a great reputation for quality and turning people's visions and creativity and all that chaos that goes with it into beautiful pieces of furniture. And so from the house, it evolved, and 30 years ago, I still have the same employees that were in the playroom sewing and upholstering. And we've all evolved into a full-blown furniture manufacturing company here in Los Angeles. And we're a jewel-like box manufacturer where we work with the most incredible interior designers around the world, making their furniture creations and designs come to life. We have our own clients that are around the world that we work for and create designs for them and install. So we're so blessed and grateful to be able to create amazing, beautiful pieces of furniture for the most amazing people on the planet.
Oh, I was going to say, I come from, my family are in design, and they knew Constance. I've known Constance since I was a baby, and that's how I came to work at Constance. And so I've been shadowing her for quite a while now, and it's just been really fun. And I love this company so much because we're a one-stop shop.
I can imagine the intricacies that go along with taking somebody's idea to fruition and then the product actualized. What's that process like?
Well, it can be very stressful. And believe it or not, there's a lot of emotions involved in furniture and a lot of personalities. And so our job is to just kind of, we leave our egos at the door and just set everything aside. And our mission is just to create incredible furniture. You could just give us a sketch on a napkin and we're able to turn it into a dining chair. And so from that process, we would, you know, we'll take you through it, but it's a journey. And so it's a journey where we stop along the island of drawings and the island of renderings. And then we like sail on to prototypes. And then we kind of move over and climb a mountain of furniture and finishes. And then we like get to the final destination and we get to sit in or touch something or feel your own incredible piece of furniture.
We collaborate from the beginning with our clients. And, you know, sometimes our clients are designers and architects, and we provide sketches and renderings, and that ultimately leads to CADs. We like to let our clients know that the finished product in reality is even more beautiful than our vision. But in order for our clients to be able to see that vision, that's why we provide the renderings, which are so beautiful. We have such an amazing rendering team. And like you said in the beginning, you said you had no taste in furniture. I bet you that's not true. And it's really not about, you know, our taste and telling you what good taste is. It's about what works for you and what you need for your environment and us providing that for you and to help you find the most functional elements to live in or to work in or whatever your using your space for, and to make that as comfortable and easy and beautiful as possible within your taste range. We help you explore that.
And I'd like to add something which I feel is quite important. We build furniture that's going to last. So it's not going to, so much right now is immediate gratification with furniture. And it makes me so sad when I'm walking along a sidewalk and I see, you know, the sofas, the beds, and they're just filling up landfills. And I'm old school, and we make our furniture old school. And I love it. I've been in business 30 years, and we have sofas and pieces that come in for reupholstery or refinishing that we made 20 years ago. I'll tell you a neat story. We train everyone in our company, and we're very much a family. And it was neat seeing our lead upholsterer's son work on a sofa that his father made 20 years ago, and because it had come in for reupholstery. And like, that's a God shot. That's amazing. And but that's the point is I'm trying to make is that it's quality that we're using, and that's what we're giving you value and quality, and that's something that's lacking in today's market. And we're also giving you what we're trying to, we give you in all that chaos and all that, we commit to our deadlines. And we're we're very, very strict about your deadline in the furniture business. We're very transparent. We have weekly meetings with every project. We have project managers that call and email. We have a database that takes, you know, the client can check into that, can see what's happening. So there's no hidden surprises, because as I mentioned, the furniture business can be very, very stressful. There's a lead time with custom furniture, and a lot of places, the lead times right now are like 50 weeks up to a year sometimes. Yeah. And because what makes me unique in the business is all of our trades are under one roof. So it's not like we're farming it out and importing it from here and then going to this vendor and then taking it to this vendor. We're actually all these vendors. We've created a family-like environment where we love coming to work. We love doing what we do. And all these different trades can communicate with one another, which is amazing to get that those different mindsets under the same area of space. Mm-hmm. And that's what is so unique about House of Ponte V.
Wow, what an incredible story, and the things that you're doing to differentiate yourselves. I can imagine furniture that lasts a lifetime has an extreme amount of emotions attached to it because of the memories. So that, you know, that furniture that was reupholstered by the son of the person who did it originally has gone through so many memories. So people have an extreme amount of attachments to this furniture. So it's a really big deal. You've been in business for over 30 years. From a business perspective, correct, what do you think has allowed you to survive that long? Because we know a lot of businesses don't even last 2 years or 3 years, right? To thrive for 30 years says a lot about you and the organization that you've built. So what do you think has really helped you continue that long?
You could have all the degrees in the world in business, and the most fundamental principle in business is relationships. And so that has what allowed me to cultivate. And the very first person I made that sofa for 30 years ago, we're actually making his dining table today. So we're about relationships, and we're about quality and value. And I've never, in all the fluctuations of the economies, I've never once skimped on quality of our materials. And that has been a statement, and then of integrity and quality, and it's just, it's what's held us up this whole time amongst making incredible, beautiful things, that just attention to detail and dressmaker details and our finishes. And as you said, just briefly to point on the memories and the emotions and the furniture, you know, wood is energy, and it absorbs people's, and when we get a piece of wood, there's an energy to it. And so we respect that as well as we're creating pieces. And we're always, and this is again part of why we've stayed in business for so long, I'm always trying to bring out in the wood pieces the energy of the wood. And so there's a lot. There's some stuff we get, I have to say, where maybe the client isn't the nicest person, and the piece doesn't want to go there. the movers will drop it, and it has to come back, or we call them the bad karma pieces. but there's an energy or something, you know, or like the fabric comes in the wrong dye lot. But for the most part, we put so much love and good energy into what we do. And I feel that's also what is a part of what makes us stay in business for so long.
Oh, I've just piggybacked on what she said. It's a very personal process that we have with our clients, and it leads to trust with our clients. And that, you know, if you know that you can get exactly what you want, and you're going to really use it, and it's going to be something that's so beneficial to your environment, which is everything. Our environments are everything. And because they are with us as we age, then why wouldn't you just keep going to the same spot? And like I said before, because we don't need to outsource, we're a one-stop shop. We have if you have I love the Eames lounger, not that you do, I'm just making this up. I want the Eames lounger in zebra. We can provide that for you because there's nothing we can't create. And I think that just leads to so much trust within our clients, whether they are architects, designers, or, you know, private residential clients.
Thank you for sharing that. I can tell that you do what you say, and you say what you do, and that means a lot in business, and you know, you fulfill on the promises that you make. So what is the most outlandish, iconic, wild, whatever, you know, whatever those things that you want to say, what is something that was really, really stood out in memory in the last 30 years that you were tasked to design, or maybe that you did design?
Well, there's a few things. One, of course, is always the story of, you know, the sofa not fitting when you get to the New York skyscraper. But I think one of my favorite stories in decorating is we just delivered a most beautiful desk with gilt and trim, and it was just beautiful. And we set it into the client's house, and the owner, you know, sat down, and she admired the desk, and it was beautiful, and she was so happy. And, you know, she had to call her decorator, find out which side of the desk to put her waste paper basket on. So things like that are, you know, memorable to me and funny. And, you know, we do fun things like we had 31 days to make 67 pieces of furniture and drive it across the country. That was, you know, fun. You know, we just finished up at the Transamerica Pyramid working till 3 a.m. And that was pretty fun. And then other fun things are the mariachi bands that we have on Fridays and our barbecues.
Constance has some of the most iconic projects that are imaginable, in my personal opinion, and I'm somebody who...
Whether you're starting or scaling your company's security program, demonstrating top-notch security practices and establishing trust is more important than ever. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001, SOC, GDPR, and more, saving you time and money while helping you build customer trust. Plus, you can streamline security reviews by automating questionnaires and demonstrating your security posture with a customer-facing trust center, all powered by Vanta AI. Over 8,000 global companies like Atlassian, Flow Health, and Quora use Vanta to manage risk and prove security in real time. Our audience gets a special offer of $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/founders. That's VANTA.com/founders for $1,000 off. Now back to the show.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Grew up in the design world. I mean, just the Transamerica building in general itself is just one of the most iconic buildings in the world. And then to work for Fosters and Partners who refurbished the building, Constance made all the furniture for them that they designed, and we helped them design it by suggesting materials and what things, size, you know, so many things that we can do that maybe architects don't focus on, but they see like a big picture. And so that was one of the most thrilling things in my life to work on. And I just, we came through. It was just so beautiful. I love anytime we get to go visit that building and see, and it's just like, you have to pinch yourself. And also the Playboy Mansion, just, it's just so much beautiful, beautiful, beautiful furniture that we got to create because of Constance. And she's just a master. She's a master creator, and she has an incredible team. I love working for her, and our whole team does. That's why we're like family, and everything we create is just so memorable.
I can only imagine the feeling when you go to these places later on, maybe a few years later, 10 years later, 15 years later, and then you sit down in the thing that you created, or you get to use the thing that you created that somebody else has made these memories with. I can only imagine the feeling is overwhelming. But if people want to get in touch with you, let's say they need some manufacturing done, they want to find out more information about the organization, how can they do so?
You can email us. And you can also, we have an Instagram where you can reach out to us. Our email is, well, you can look us up. We have house
info.
At Pontovi, yes.
.com.
And direct message us on Instagram.
Well, Constance, the organization that you built sounds incredible. And Samantha, thank you for the amazing designs that you do. You seem like you are the best in the business. So I hope people check you out. They want some iconic, incredible furniture. Sounds like the best place. I feel like you've given me some confidence that I might have an eye for something good. So hopefully I can come to you and you can design, you know, what is in my mind. Because I know that's always hard to do. But thank you so much for being here. And thank you so much for all the impact you've done for the last 30 plus years.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.